SBS liian tetun. Lorun diak paita pootsir hotu, nabe rona SBS tetun podcast. Uhin lorun, itte se rona historia extraordinari ida, kon naba joven australiano nain rua, Cesare ho tina 19 anos, ho Leo ho tina 18 anos. Sit nain rua, durante fulan sanulur nilaran, ha Leo Australia ho bicicleta, ho di halibur osang, atu hadia iskola ida, ia balibo tipo reste. Hosir nia paixão, no documenta Manu Nativo ka Manu Rainain e Australia no serne de educação ba educação rasik. Sira consegue halibur osan liu 100.500 dólares pa labarek sira e Timor-Leste. Maitarona hamutuk, serne viagem, nebe la ostet muda serne moris, mai be mos, muda futuro labarek Timor-Leste sira, nebe maksira se ajuda.
First of all, congratulations to both of you. Anyway, thanks again for talking to SBS Tetun. So let's dive right in. So first question I have is, what inspired you to combining the bike riding and bird watching for this effort?
I think, it was, for us, it was sort of, we didn't have the money to travel around Australia to do it in a car. And we thought that, you know, the bike riding and the bird watching would be a fantastic way to travel around Australia and see Australia's incredible bird life. And the question we get asked so often is, you know, why Timor? You know, Leo and I have had these incredible opportunities to, you know, put our education on hold and go after, for us, what is, you know, our dream of traveling around Australia on our bikes and having this wonderful adventure. But, you know, kids in Timor don't have those same opportunities, and we have this opportunity where we can share these powerful stories about our adventure and our journey and do it for such a wonderful cause in Timor.
Viajen in Nihon, Mosu Yetinambalu Liuba, Panghira Cesare, nebe sei he escola secundaria momento neba, rona konaba organização Spend It Well. Organização idane, dedica serne amba apoio construção escola e a Timor-Leste, os fundos ka osan nebe maxireheta. Mas que ia atraso tamba COVID-19 no compromisso escola nian, Cesare nunca haluha ni objetivo. Hanesan Chris Webb, gerente ida husi organisao midane, hatete kata.
We met Leo and Cesare through one of our directors who lives in Melbourne and who's very connected, you know, into various things in East Timor. She actually started speaking to Cesare like over a year ago or 2 years ago when he was still at school. And he said at that point that he was really wanting to do something. And then I think COVID actually came along, so it must have been a bit longer ago than that. And he kept saying to Nandy, I haven't forgotten you, Nandy. You know, I'm going to do something. And, you know, lots of people say things like that. When they decided to do this trip, I think the beginning of the trip was just the adventure and the project of finding the birds. But he and Leo decided quite early that they wanted it to be something bigger than that, and so they came to us and asked us, you know, whether we could do something together.
Nune, ia dia 1 de janeiro, 2024, Cesare e Leo, ha husher ne viajem bot, husi Melbourne, ho di lao ha Leo Australia toma. Horet osang $25 kada lorong ida bahahang, no necessidade de sira. Nebe mai rasi husher ne poupança, ka savings durante ne nebe sira hetang husi servisu ia pating balong.
You just answered the question about why Timor. So how did you learn about the needs for school funding in Timor, and why did you choose to support this course?
Yeah, I think I had an awareness about, you know, Timor's fight for independence and the need for educational infrastructure in Timor sort of a couple of years out from doing the trip. And, you know, Leo had this incredible idea of traveling around Australia to look for as many birds as possible and to do it on the bikes. And we sort of, you know, worked out this plan together that we could do it to fundraise, hopefully, a school in Timor-Leste and try and raise, you know, our goal of $100,000, which would build a school for over 130 kids about 4 kilometres from Balibo. And in Timor, which is, you know, obviously somewhere that's so close to Australia, Leo and I are self-funded, so we're just doing this on money that we've earned ourselves throughout high school and university.
It's wonderful to see young people taking initiative like this. And what has been the most challenging aspect for this experience so far?
Probably, the weather, I think. And
yeah, the physical aspect of riding 100 kilometers a day or maybe more in sometimes 40 degree weather.
Wow.
I think especially in the first few months of the year, that was a real challenge, and we weren't so fit either, and just figuring out how much water we needed to drink to travel.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the isolation and just the vast distances in Australia have been really rough. I think, you know, on one level, Leo and I were interested in doing this trip because, you know, it's a really big challenge, but it's a wonderful way to see the country. We didn't do the ride because we wanted to raise the money. We did the ride and we saw this opportunity to do something for Timor, which would be really special. But whilst it wasn't sort of the reason to start, I think it was definitely the reason for us to keep going, in the sense that we had this really fantastic motivation that, you know, we could have this really wonderful impact in Timor. And, you know, Leo and I, for sure, we're the ones out here riding and sharing these stories, but it's really been off the back of a lot of really, really generous people who have got behind this project and supported it, and made that, you know, school building project in Timor possible.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. And that brings me to my next question. How do you balance the physical demands of cycling and with the passion of required for birds watching?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, we have to kind of, we planned out, you know, certain areas that we want to go to see certain species of birds, but you've got to plan to not only get to the places, but leave enough time off the bikes where you can look around for them. But one really good aspect of cycling whilst bird watching is that you hear a lot of birds calling that you'd otherwise miss in a car. We found quite a few species that we would have just entirely missed if we were in a car. So that's been one kind of positive aspect that has been aided by the bikes.
And have you had any memorable encounters with the local communities during your journey?
We've met some incredible characters along the way. You know, mixtures of just really interesting people in the outback, who have come over and shared their stories with us. But also a number of Australians who have, you know, either worked in Timor or supported, you know, projects in Timor before, or have, you know, a connection with them, which has been really lovely to, you know, share those stories and, you know, community support for Timor. But, yeah, travelling through some remote areas of Australia, particularly Queensland, you know, we've met some, you know, characters with these stories that you just wouldn't think were real until you sort of meet them, you know. Yeah, a lot of really generous people just on the road, you know, caravans that might stop along the way, and give us a bit of, you know, a cold drink or a couple pieces of fruit or something like that. It you know, it makes an incredible difference. We're traveling pretty simply. There's not a whole lot we can carry with us, so it gives you a pretty immense sort of gratitude for and appreciation for the things that you do have.
Sirni determinação, loro si era fatin dog, liu husi sirni hela fatin, no mos husi Australia. No durante essa viagem, Sira documenta espécies manu hamutuk 700 em Austrália. Sera dedicação, la para de te Austrália. Mas bem, continuamos em Timor-Leste. Ida neha tudo husi banhira sira visita Timor-Leste. Além de Sira Soro, ministra de educação, no visita a escola e a Balibó, nebe Sira hakara ka ajuda. Sira mos, e a tempo, atuare manu, o matadalan local Sira, o de Liga Cultura Rua, o Sicirne Domingo da Natureza.
What's been the most rewarding part of this experience for each one of you?
It was incredibly rewarding to actually visit Timor and kind of get context to what we were supporting and fundraising for.
Yeah.
And we obviously knew a lot of it, somewhat we're familiar with Timor, but getting that perspective of being in Timor, talking to the people and just realising what a beautiful people really in Timor. I think that was probably one of the highlights of this year for me, going to Timor, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was just a really rich experience, you know, for so much of our travel. We'd been, you know, going through these, you know, quite challenging experiences, and then to finally be able to connect it with, you know, the reason why we were sharing these stories was really, I think, heartwarming, and you know, the generosity and of people in Timor was really lovely. And as Leah was saying, it's such a beautiful culture. We can't wait to return, hopefully next year when the school's being built.
Saida makahu ho objektivo atu talibur osang pa edukasaun liu te ona expectativa hotu. Serni iniciativa agora consegue halibur hamutuk osang 117,500 dollars pa edukasaun e Timor-Leste.
Now, how much money have you raised so far and what's your ultimate goal?
Yeah, so we're trying to raise $100,000 by the end of the year, and we've raised nearly $94,000 so far.
Wow.
And that'll build sort of a full school with four classrooms, a teacher's room, toilets, running water, and also a school garden to address some of the issues of food insecurity. So it'll provide school kids with direct access to fresh fruits and vegetables. That's something we're really proud of as well, to provide, good meals for kids that attend the school in Willacon, 4 kilometres from Balibo.
So how has this experience changed your perspective on education, conservation or global issue, really?
I think, yeah, in terms of education, it's given us an appreciation of our own privilege in Australia in having really fantastic opportunities of education, and how, in recognising that privilege, we also recognise our responsibility to use that privilege to help others.
I think realising that the world's not endless, I think, is one aspect that Australia is not this massive. It is massive, but, there's limits to everything, and limits to habitats of everything. So I think in terms of ecological conservation, definitely highlights the vulnerability of the ecosystems across Australia. You are tippy-toeing around extinctions at the end of the day if you keep on damaging the environment. But yeah.
What's your plan to stay involved with the cause after this is complete?
Spend It Well builds the school, and then it's a gift to the community, and the government sort of runs it. So the government doesn't essentially build the school, but they sort of take over once it is built. So we're really excited to actually get back to Timor when the school is built, and for the opening of the school, that'll be really exciting. But I think, yeah, both of us are really excited for what the future holds and how we can, potentially support Timor in the future.
Once you have this journey on your own and you learn a lot, in your own way, for both of you, Leo and Cesare. I mean, if young people out there wants to do the same, what would be your advice to them?
Oh, that's a very hard question, because when we started, I don't think we had any idea where to start. We sort of just began and started figuring it out along the way. Part of the, fright in getting older is realising that you've actually got no idea what you're doing, but there's a lot of calmness that comes about when you realise that nobody else has it really figured out either, and you just sort of got to work it out along the way and moving with those challenges is all you can do, and trying to stay calm and enjoy the process.
I'd just say go for it. You got an idea. You don't need to have everything kind of sorted before you can start doing it.
I guess that's the beauty of not knowing, and it changed you as a person as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having us. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, and good luck.